All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining me again. My great love to you all. My great love to you all. My great love to you all. And see if we can get another hour of distribution of information. It's just a privilege and an honor to get to do this. This hour, we'll just take calls the full time, assuming there's someone who wants to talk to me. It's just a privilege and honor to connect with you. So yeah, please call in with any and all subjects. We intended this hour to be a tool to go around every system. So if you have a project, you have a solution, there's a lot of people listening to us. And if we have a project and we have solutions for the world, let's listen to them and let's envision it and let's see if we can implement them. We already are, aren't we? This very show. Thank you very much. Because I'm so long-winded, I have nothing more to say. And if there's a caller out there, I'm happy to take it right now. Thanks a lot. Sorry, everybody. I'm ready. Oregon, are you on the line? I think I have a call from Oregon. Thanks for calling in. Are you there, Oregon?
It's here in the house. Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. I love that. When everyone says that to me, I just love it so much. I get so nourished by that. Thank you so much for giving me so much love.
Thank you, and thank you for just the whole PRQ team, everybody, for helping us, me, with my projects. I know that that's happening. I just know.
Thanks a lot. What are you working on today? What do you want to play with
what's
today?
That? I wanted to pull on today? A thread from the last show.
Okay.
Timelines how does what you were saying relate to wanting to participate with people on our projects that we've never met and not getting manipulated by the dark?
Yeah, it's a great question. You can see why this is so challenging. So you've met lots of, you know how psionically capable you are, how psychic you are. And so we need to use me because I can see far greater at the risk of being arrogant. So that's a question for you. I just want to let you know that it's very easy to see them. They run away from me every day. So they won't, the standard is they're running away from the strong ones. So they run away from me and then they'll go ahead and attack my relationships if they can see a timeline developing. So the only way they can get at me typically, so that they've given up on attacking me directly, they'll only do it indirectly. And so that's how I standardized those statements on the previous show is, you know, it's not to be careful, it's to just be authentic when we make decisions. It's the best I can do to explain the process.
Right. I'm kind of seeing it as a individual versus relational situation. Like individually, I don't really, I'm able to be in the now and experience heart center choices that feel good to me. That's not a problem. But in terms of the project, how would we know that we are if, you know, even like right now, how would I know?
And then that's exactly the help I need from you. So if it's so easy for me to see the opportunity, so if I can see the proper path better than you per se, how do I teach that? How do I educate us? And for me, the only way I'm going to learn is to listen to the ones you're going through and how we get tricked. So the trickery so far I've standardized on is our hearts should be able to see clearly, and I have seen many times these aliens trick us with our hearts, and it's a work in progress because they do it in different ways. it pains me to give names. I really don't like giving names to these aliens, but the one that, because none are higher or better than the rest, but the ones that seem to do the best trickery are the witches, the warlocks, and anybody with draconian and reptilian in them. Those seem to be the ones that are playing intrinsically the most. So for the most part, the witches are taken over, and they're our great aunts, and so it's usually not, it usually doesn't skip a generation from what I've seen so far, but certainly someone close to us in our family has gotten hijacked by the other individuals, and then that's what I'm calling a witch. So I don't believe in witchcraft or black magic or white magic per se. I'm saying how we're utilizing our natural magic is what I'm doing my best. So I don't like identity, but for the most part, the witches are just as good as a dark entity because they're being controlled by a dark entity. That's what I'm doing my best to explain.
Hmm.
Sorting that out. That's a lot of information.
Exactly.
There, I know.
It's the heart-centered trickery it's just, for me, I know it. I mean, I know that's what's going on, and I feel like I'm missing something, or...
It's always on the front end of the relationship. I've standardized on that. The front end of the relationship is... The front end gets us involved, and then there's the subtleties of participation, and then the pain comes about a year down the road. I don't have a time to it, but it's somewhere down into the process. So if we can bring more light into our relationships is where I have seen great success. And you can't force it. Most of the dark beings that I participate with and have straight one-on-one conversation with, they can't handle us. So they'll usually run away from your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always been my clue. They'll start to bother you. If you can't recognize them, they'll start to bother you. Like, it's annoying to be in the room. Why would you say that? Things that you would never say to yourself. So that's the ones I've always... Those are the easy ones, and the ones that sneak up on you are obviously different.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try to figure what you were just saying. I'll feel into that. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I don't mean to make drama out of this. It's just, if you look at your heart and the way you want to work with your project and your friends and your family, Do you get treated the way you want to get treated is the best I'm getting at, comprehensively, with incredible joy and love every single walk. And even if you do things wrong, will that person still love you?
Oh, I see. Sure. Okay. Got it.
That's one way to look at it. Whereas, like all the people on the PRQ team, I swear at them and they say, "You're so funny. You're having a bad day," and they still love me. And I go, but anyway, the emotions we have here are so powerful. The people around you, if they still love you, no matter what, if you observe Lucia Nicole Evans' teachings or others, we don't have any judgment. Whereas most of the public has judgment. They don't forget what they perceive something's happened to them. That's a dark trait. No, we don't have any judgment, so that's why this is a very unique place for us. We don't understand judgment because we lose it instantly. I do not like having helicopters over my head, but I'll only focus on the future. I'll only focus on the solution. I don't like being slapped in the face. Well, I'll just focus on not getting slapped in the face anymore. That's kind of what I'm getting at. If we are, if our population is what it is of dark entities versus light, I'll let you decide. Any other questions?
Well, I know you're slower is faster. I really take that to heart, and I feel I've been doing that in my day-to-day. And when it comes to the projects, I feel like I also do that, but then there becomes a time when it's restless or like, gosh, I feel like I just want to be doing more, and it makes me want to reel back and go back to the slower is faster. But it's so hard, especially when you want to relate with the people that you want to relate with that you haven't met yet, that you want to participate with. It's just so frustrating. And I don't know if those are dark emotions or if those are just what you have to go through.
Great. So I dropped some key people on the air here. So you have a way to get a hold of Lachu Nicole Evans as an example. Keep networking.
Yeah, I'm
listening to you.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep networking. Just keep listening to, if we have a name for you, just keep looking for them. I've suggested calling BLM, how does this work, as an example. I don't want to hang out at a government office, but you never know. If it's exciting to you, they might have a lead for you. Just keep networking and networking. And that's, at least that's how I did it to get out of the patterns. So we've inherited a lot of patterns, haven't we?
Yeah. Okie dokie.
It's a brilliant call. You must recognize that you're helping so many people when you call in. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you so much. Thank you.
Love you. Never stop. Please. Thank you so much. Okay, BBS. We'll go to the next caller. Yeah, so that's so fulfilling to me, and exactly why I do these shows is I get to see what everyone else is seeing in real time and where the opportunities of improvement are, per se. So here's someone who wants to connect with more of you. So we have a call from California, I believe, BBS Radio. Is my next one from California? Please, California.
Are you talking about BK?
BK, does that sound for, what's it, come on. I've been in suspense for weeks. BK stands for bubble.
Well, I did call in with my real name, and then I realized maybe that's not such a safe thing to do.
There's only like 10 million people listening to you. It's totally safe, and everyone's totally cool with your name. It's only 10 million people. It's not that many.
Right. Thank you so much for taking my call. And this is a follow-up call from last week, and I am interested in, I'm envisioning freedom, and I'm passionate about it, taking steps in that direction. And where we left off last week was that my particular home, my primary domicile with my family, is situated, surrounded by county-owned land, which is adjacent to State Park, which is blanketed by a national recreation area. So I've got my original allotted title, and I realized that 10 years ago when I had gone through the microfiche researching this properties to get description of blah, 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 that I did actually in my files collect certified copies of that adjacent already surveyed properties. So I think I'm getting ready to move forward, and you'd said that perhaps you were working on a package deal for all the states here, California and Washington, Oregon, Utah, Nevada. And so I'm just curious as to whether being blanketed by a national recreation area, whether that if they're trying to consider that property federal land, and that the allotted title will not go above that.
Okay, so great question. Let me make sure I have. Okay, so to answer your question, let me get back into the old show here. Okay, there we go. All right, so now on BBS webpage, PDF, If it's not there right now, it will be there shortly. Note, do not, so everyone is higher than the last successor. So the government, if you look at legacy, let's say you're going to go buy a house next door, it'll say government lot XYZ. All right. Because there was not a succession to the land patent. So the person who is the successor of the original patent has higher ownership. So please don't be afraid if you see that in the recording office. It's because someone's never taken succession. So if you have the original land patent already identified, latitude, longitude, let's make sure I get that right. So beginning at the center of said section, thence south, thence west, 600, et cetera, it'll give the feet and description. Okay, so you've already seen that. That notice of acknowledgement, delivery and acceptance of deed is now your template on the BBS radio. So all you have to do is associate the tax parcel that's with your county to describe it. And then every individual you notify in public notice has 60 days to prove that you don't have higher succession than them. And guess what's going to happen?
Right.
No one's going to be able to prove it. No one's going to do it, especially not the government, because they know that you have succession. You filed for succession. And that's my great curiosity of who's going to start take succession of national parks, possibly. State parks. State parks is really my target, because national parks, you know, I'm a firm believer that we would like a beautiful bounty of nature here eventually. We will hope. We will assume. But the state parks, for me, are that already for us, but they did not. I can't see a clear way they took national land away from national citizenship all over the world. So wouldn't we take succession there?
I would hope so.
How brave we have to be. We have to be brave now, don't we?
I am brave.
There's no doubt about that. So I don't see any issue with your situation. Based on what you've told me so far, it's just a matter of being very good at sequence of events, your public notice, your notice of acknowledgement. Those sequences are very powerful. And then learning how to own it. And then at the end of the road here, we only have three more steps to go. This will get really clear once we get everyone up to speed. You got to remember, I'm working with a lot of people like yourself and take lots of calls. So I want to see us all do it together, because that creates case law. So when I have 100 of you and 75 of you are successful and 25 weren't, as an example, I get to defend you. Oh, so you said it's okay over here, but not over there. I'm seeing a lot of that. So I would appreciate our bravery so that we can keep creating the case law, standardizing and defend and own this. It's quite clear if we have the numbers, it's all over, and that's what's populating these calls right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, I am so very grateful and very excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My love to you.
So we're getting so many wins, and we're getting some. What I'm learning so far is some counties are going, yay, no problem. And then some counties are going, no, what are you doing? I have no idea what you're doing. And the ones that are the biggest problems are the smallest counties, because they don't have any people. They've never seen this before. And so you're in a good bucket, because you're in California. That one's usually pretty clean. For the most part, I've seen, you know, they're just doing their job recording, assessing.
Right.
Don't really give them X. Where the little counties are kind of going, hey, wait a minute, man, you're trying to take over this place. Yeah, we are. Because they got a little too much time on their hands, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, fantastic.
So
all right, well, we'll just keep talking that way.
Yeah, I just need to keep learning from you, though. So just keep showing me how it's going for you. But your next phase now is notice of acceptance, acknowledgement. And that template has been really strong, bulletproof. So use my template, get that baby filed. So if everybody would do that today, get it notarized, get two witnesses, take a picture of yourself, if you'd like, with your two witnesses, get that baby filed with the county assessor's office and put your public notice up, you now have a land patent in process.
Hugh, I have one more question, please.
Yep.
Thank you. So in this area, there have been neighbors that have successfully bought parcels from the county, and we have not because it's been a contention between other neighbors, et cetera. It's complicated. But in my first stepping toward creating our home free, I would like to add on what we have encroached upon, and I'm wondering whether I can do that using, and should I do that, like, in this first step, like, just, you know, cut out that area that I had encroached upon. We have an orchard, et cetera, garden up there, and we had full intention of, in future, buying it from the county, but now they're just hemming and hawing and going at a glacial speed, and we had also had, you know, disagreements in my husband and I's perspective on how that would be financed and the taxes and blah, blah, blah. So I'm wondering whether I should just start off with just our little cookie-cutter thing, or if I should start off and be brave by including the encroachments as the description.
So the easiest one is to use your existing parcel to communicate. But the minute you patent the legacy homestead, which will be over 100 acres, you are actually the homesteader, but you're only describing the parcel number you have recorded. So they'll be able to understand it. That does not remove any of the capabilities and power of a homestead. So the PRQ team, many other customers we have, we are working through it. I would rather us be, let's say, we'll go to war for you with the other projects we have going on. So we don't want to endorse what we're doing because we'll take the pain for you. We'll take the hits all over, especially California. It's number one on our list. All right, so wow. Here is one way you can do it. You go ahead. I'm not endorsing this unless you really want to get in the mix. But so what we are strategizing and working with from our intentions is to get people like you, and we will patent 160 acres and then remove the county's participation because they don't have succession. Now, those timelines are tricky for me because now we're stating a war. We want to get in fight. And the participation against us would love to get in a fight with us. But what if you're freeing all the people on the land? What if you can't wait to utilize the land for what it was intended to, and that is to have its 160 acres? And so we're always looking for people like you that have intentions that are pure, because the county cannot be a successor if they have not patented the land. So please do not be worried about that. Do you hear me, dear one?
Yes, bless you. I'm so grateful. Yes, and I have stood up and fought and told them, give this to me. I will take care of it. You know, I'm part Native and I'm born in this area. And, yeah, thank you so much.
All I'm saying is smarter, not harder. If you play their game, you're playing their game. If you go into their court, you're going into their court. So you want to stay out of their court system. you only defend the land you're patenting, and you say your motion is to dismiss any claim against you because they're in the wrong court. They have to go to a U.S. district court. It has to be a federal court.
Yep, perfect. Okay, thank you.
So it's not fun to go to their courts, but they want money. They just want money, so it's real easy to file motions. We will have communications for you. We'll have templates for you. It's real easy to file a motion when you only have to fill in your name. It's just, hi, thank you. But you can't take the land you've never owned, goodbye, and I'll see you in U.S. federal court. We'll do that for you. We will get involved there. And I just need a couple more wins at this level, so I appreciate this call very much.
Brilliant.
Hope that helps you. I love you very much. I'll go on to the next caller. Please keep calling everyone, keep calling, and we'll all learn from each other, as you can see. Okay, is Virginia my next caller? Yeah, so we're all gonna learn from each other. Let's keep calling, let's go.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I always wondered what that word meant. L-O. Ooh, that doesn't sound that good now, does it? Maybe Jell-O.
No, I guess not.
Maybe Bill Cosby had it right. He's going to call hello Jell-O. Maybe.
I love you.
Love you. Do you know why Bill Cosby's put in prison?
Do I know why?
You know why Bill Cosby? You want to know why Bill Cosby's son was murdered? Because he started figuring out the people in the collegiate system. And that's why he always wore college shirts. So when he wore a college shirt, he was showing where the problems were. Like when he wore Brown or Columbia, he's like, there's some bad dudes here. He was brilliant at... you never heard him swear on his shows. He never swore. Never mind. This is supposed to be your time. Sorry. Go ahead. What do you have today?
Cute. Well, this leads into my question. So last week you spoke about omnipresence. And I was re-listening to the show and taking some notes. And I just was like, aha. I just had an aha moment. So there's people that I see, and I hope I word this right. There's people that there's just something about them that I don't know. Like I just love them, and I can't. Like, why do you love a tomato? I don't know. I just do. So is that? I'm not going to say names, but is that me recollecting or retrieving? Fractal, like remembering fractal, is that me and other, is that a part of my spirit and other in another physical vessel, or am I way off?
No, you're not even close to way off. You're exactly right. So the mermaid and I work on this a lot. So when you get your memories back, we're doing our best to estimate and measure how and when. So believe it or not, I'm almost the worst person to ask this question to, because when they get the implants out of me, I get it all back overnight, whereas other people get it gradually. And so I get to see them graduate, so to speak, which we're calling the enlightening process of enlightenment, which is garbage. It's the DNA is starting to wear out versus the spirit or epigenetics, and we're able to press and process information from source and then translate it to our brain, not being completely 100% telepathic and stifling the light and or source. So the one thing that we have standardized on is working with the elementals in nature. They didn't lose it. So it would be very normal for you to remember a usually stop right here so I don't give you any clues, but because you've given me so much, you would remember being a frog. You'd remember being a tadpole. You would remember being a butterfly. You would remember being vegetation. There's lots of people I run into that remember being a rock. Things of that nature. God, I'm funny.
Okay. Well, all right. That's wonderful. And may I ask one more question?
Please. But you'll know what's truth for you. So don't, because you're unlimited in your experiences, once you have so much of your knowledge back, let me see if I can come up with a good one. It's a no-brainer. The memories you're getting back are really clean. You know that it's authentic, don't you?
I do. I know I have a connection with Mermaid. I don't know exactly. I mean, I have a connection with both of you, but it's so strong with Mermaid, but I just don't remember. But I know it's there, and so I just let it come. You know, I'm not forcing anything. I just let it come, and just, you know, let it roll with it, you know? So my second
hang on with your question, not to interrupt you. We'll get some good work here done. Thank you. Okay, so the mermaid is very aware of this. And you're going a lot faster than you're aware of, possibly, because you possibly may look at it incrementally. Look at where you're at compared to 10 years ago. And it gets a lot easier.
You're right.
It's not very long.
Well,
for us, it's only 1 minute. Please tell me what your next question is.
No, you're so right. So I've noticed that, I mean, I'm pretty tall already, but I mean, I've noticed that my body wants to lengthen. My body wants to be taller, and I can't stretch enough. Like, is that my body, is that the spirit in my body, in this physical vessel, growing out of the governors or the restrictions that were the epigenetics, the best of the worst that, you know, were placed upon me, if you want to say that. Is that my spirit outgrowing this physical vessel?
Absolutely. So there are many days I look up at the mermaid, and there are many days I look down on her. And no man wants to look up at his woman. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, so that's a joke. I look up to her every day. So if you do look at the movie The Incredibles, that would pretty much be the mermaid night. So she can stretch her arms, and I have unusual strength, but we never use it, ever. That would be normal expression and personality. So because we forgot who we were, slows that down. And then when you get more enthused by who you are, it speeds it up. So your explanation of I want to be taller is that the words I'm using are dreaming that I am this today is one way to accelerate. Don't force it. Don't make it the mind. But when you're in a dream state, I'm going to jump to the next branch is one way to elongate yourself. So I wouldn't worry about your physicality to answer your question. I would focus on what you want to do when you go to do it, because you're changing shape and size and scale right now with your motivation to do something, not what you are before you go to do it. Does that make sense?
Okay. And it does. And it's gosh, you're so right. It's all, you know, is it from our heart or is it from our mind? I mean, you know.
I want to reach for the fork out of the tray. You actually cannot measure how far you reached for that fork right now. You're going through the ascension cycle. So I want to build something. When you go to grab that hammer, the way you used to swing it and the way you used to grab it is completely different now. 100%, it's all gone. So just because you think, okay, I can go even a step farther. When you look outside your eyes, prove to me you're looking outside the body you're in.
Yeah, that is one
you
thing that was, you know, how do we know if we're in other if we're in other physical vessels, how are we going to know? Because all I know is looking through the eyes of Lauren.
That's right, because we're changing instantly, continuously, repetitiously. So if I want to be this or that, you're doing it. There's just a volume of vessels you can do it in. And unfortunately, you're in a type of biosphere that is harboring us in a volume of vessels. So when I want to go to be, and that's why I do the singing, is I can prove to you, you heard me in multiple bodies. That's why I can prove to you that I was a politician, a famous person, whatever. So you can start feeling that because you're doing it too.
Can I tell you a secret?
I hope it's a really good one.
Okay.
You were Mickey Mouse?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Ew.
I'm Minnie. We'll do Minnie.
Minnie? Oh, that's worse. I think she was kind of promiscuous.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Well, you know what they say, Virginia is for lovers. Hey, Q, so, okay, I just can't help myself, and please stop me if I'm at, you know, just please stop me if it's not appropriate. Melania, I love her. I love mermaids. I feel my spirit with them. Am I off? Am I nuts?
Yeah, the ones you can prove with mermaid, she's given me permission. So you got to be careful in the generations, but let's go a legacy conversations with Princess Diana, legacy, be careful the generations though, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Melania, and now you have the mermaid. So if you listen to all those recordings and you start, and there's many, many more, if you start listening to the tones, deflection, you'll get the energetics and you'll be able to prove it. So those are all the mermaid right there. And there's a lot of reasons that she's propelled in those positions, and there's many more. And it's up to her to decide if she wants to tell you, but there's many more.
Sure. No, I don't mean to overstep any bounds, so please forgive me. I was, thank you so much for answering my questions. I'm going to get off the phone so other people can ask. I love you both so much.
Love you. Yeah, so thank you, BBS. The reason it's done that way is to, this is our real job. So the mermaid and I, we have a job to do, is to prove how, number one, manifestation works. We do not care for that word. Creativity works. Your dream state works. Maybe is better. But to show you the succession of, I'm wearing that word out, of how reincarnation works. It's been a complete lie to you because you're reincarnating at the same time in multiple bodies. And so that is our, that will be our lifelong plan to help you with that. So we can be a lot happier. And BBS, I'll need another caller, but I have no idea who I'm talking to. I'm really shocked people are going to call in anyway. No way. Is it the Beth from Washington? Washington, are you there?
I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you, Beth. Beth always reminds me of a play, though. It always reminds me of a play.
Oh, what play?
Macbeth, obviously.
Oh, Macbeth.
Like Shakespeare.
Well, I love Shakespeare. Okay, so I have a practical question today, and I'm really, thank you for taking my call. I was super inspired and excited when you shared recently how to use healing energies from the Earth's magnetic field and to offer them, a woman called about a sick dog, and you gave this very practical technique. So I've been playing with that, and I'm wondering if I can sort of run by the protocols I'm exploring and get some feedback from you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm thrilled with this question because it's some of the tools that have been hidden from us. I really feel we should be teaching our children when they're born how to utilize the planet you're on, and the geography you're on. They change. There's vortices here, there's portals here, a lot of ways to get energy from the location you're at on a given planet.
Right.
Have you had some successes, and can you tell us about them?
Well, I'm starting with myself. I love you talking about being a crash test dummy. I always work with things myself before I offer them to others. So I'm experimenting with myself. And so here are some things that I'm figuring out. First, it's one of the things I learned from Ron Amatron, I've been unpacking a lot of misinformation, and you helped me this spring with clearing Reiki attunements and barcodes from Thoth and all sorts of things, which she has helped me enormously. And I feel so excited to be out the other side of all those habits, and I just feel so inspired to be offering people actual positive tools now, as opposed to the misinformation I was teaching before. So the first thing that has really helped me that other people might be interested in if they were offered misinformation is to not send roots into the earth, but actually keep my chakras inside my body and shrink wrap my field around my feet, and then I can really feel the earth's magnetic field. It's really changed how my energy runs. And then I was so excited when you said that I could connect my field with the earth and offer that energy. So that was my first new protocol, was to actually keep my chakras inside my feet and then work with the earth's magnetic field. Is that track?
Yeah, very, very good job. So my only caveat that I would prefer and favor is to be a conduit of where you're at. So the multitude of planets you've been on, millions of them, this planet is favoring, because it's a water planet, it's going to be very powerful. That's why the dark wants this place. To be on a water planet is the most exciting thing most people will experience, because there's so much light here. The water didn't budge. It's just fine. So it has memory, though. So when you're a conduit of the Earth here, planet, if you prefer, area of your planet,
right,
is what I would prefer. We're just assimilating what we want to be like as we are here. So it's not that we're connecting with, so we don't want to give away ourself. We just want to enjoy being ourselves as a conduit for here. Might be another way to position the information.
Okay,
that makes sense?
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
This is what I want to be, and now I need to kneel to what it's like to be here. Might be another way to look at it.
Right, thank you. That, yes.
It's a very powerful question. It's a very powerful question you asked. So that's very, so how many people do you think are going to understand what you just, so I can see that you're translating the knowledge and now you're able to put it to work. But do you want some more tools on how to do that?
Yes. You talked about using our hands, but keep going.
Okay, so the easiest way I have found for us to connect our spirit and or conduit process in these type of bodies is to aim your foot you prefer. As an example, I prefer my right foot going to the middle of the planet and receiving the light from, so remember, you're on a planet with light. So we've got a soul in our planet, and that light comes up my right leg and then out my right hand. I'm not saying this is the way to do it for you. It is one way to do it. So I prefer to bring my right leg and be an antenna from the middle of the planet. Now, I do it galactically, universally, if you will, to our central source. But when I'm somewhere local, I prefer to pull the energy from the middle of our power source off the planet we're physically on, and then bring it up my right leg, out my right hand, and then direct it. And I almost never touch people unless I have already created stability.
Right.
Not even my family. So I would create a wave, so that light is automatically like a flashlight coming out my hand. So you're going to envision it. You're going to dream that light coming out your right hand. I'm going to direct it. And then, as you've heard me say, I'll take it through the individual I'm working with, healing, and put it into my left hand, right back down my right leg again. So I don't make myself symmetrical in transferring light. Do it for many different reasons. One, I don't want their garbage in my body. So if I'm working with people with cancer, or if I'm working with people with incredible emotional disabilities, the super soldiers, I make sure I get it back into the earth, and the earth is a conduit for releasing it. Very, very good at it.
Right.
Because it realizes that the traumas that were occurred are not the earth. The planet is very good at just dissolving it. It's just like water or anything else. So when you take a bath, you can do it. You can obviously do it with a bath, a shower, and so forth. But when people aren't able to do it for themselves is what I'm basically explaining. I hope that helped.
So much. Thank you. So much. So I'm so happy you clarified, because I always loved running the earth energy through me. I feel from my heart, I would connect with the heart of the earth and then run the light. And I think maybe I misunderstood things that Ron talked about of how we could pick up barcodes if we did that. So I quit doing that, and so I'm so happy that it's, as long as I connect from my heart, it's not dangerous, right?
That's right. So do you understand why Ron said it that way?
Well, what it felt like was, if we're not in our light, if we're not in our spirits, then we could pick up the detrimental energy unknowingly through,
right.
I don't know. Anyway, say more.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to be scared of jogging, running. It's fun. It should be fun. But so like marathon runners, they're going to do 20 plus miles. They'll get in a circadian rhythm, and it will now be an abduction point. Bump, 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 bump. So when you start running, you can already feel it. So your rhythm will now be an abduction opportunity, and or what we're calling a barcode. So those numbers, you catch it? Yeah, so it's tricky, but if you run because you're inspired, it's completely different. But the way we're engineered, this type of body, what we're capitalizing on is, if I'm a bad guy, I love you running a long ways. Because you get fixated by that rhythm. It's a number game. It's all numerology. If you don't run because you're excited. So going to catch a deer is completely different than running long distance, isn't it?
Yes. Beautiful.
So just a couple
gosh, this is so helpful.
Thank you for acknowledging me. But it should be getting more obvious, this knowledge. We should be able to put this stuff together pretty quick. Don't you see this?
It feels like it's getting easier and easier, not just for me, but sharing these tools with people. People are receiving them so easily, and they're so responding so quickly. It's so inspiring.
You were getting there, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for always being here, and for Mermaid and everybody on the team. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Incredible questions. I'll chat with you some more off the air. Thank you so much. I'll take. Doesn't look like I have time for another call, but I'll do a little chit chat in here. It's amazing what we're all teaching each other. So when we get all of these experiences, PRQ. So these PRQ is designed to listen to you and say, where do we need to focus? So we basically just had a healing call. How do I heal my neighbor? So keep calling in, keep subscription prescriptions. I know instant gratification is what we're used to, but just keep rolling here, and we'll keep following you, and we will keep responding. And these telecommunication wars do not have to be wars. We can just keep networking and defer. And let's see if some other people want to step up and take over my role as well. So maybe I'll close with this. Thank you. I'll see you next week. If we close our eyes, and maybe realize there's more to life than what we have known. And I can't believe I've lived so long, living lies I knew were wrong inside. Sorry for the bad communication today. I'll fix it next week. I've just begun to see the light. Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you, everyone listening. Thank you for letting me be an entertainer again, and I will work my ass off for you. I love you. Good day, BBS.